FA Cup replays will be scrapped from the first round onwards in the 2024-25 competition. All rounds of the FA Cup will also be played on weekends, including the fifth round, which has been played in midweek for the past five seasons. The changes come as part of a new six-year agreement between the Football Association and the Premier League, and criticism of the changes has been strong.
FA Cupで引き分けの際に行われていた再試合は 2024-25 シーズンの本戦1回戦から廃止されることが発表されました。また、最近の過去5シーズン、5回戦を含めて平日夜に行われていましたが、すべてのゲームが週末に行われることも決定しました。これらの変更は FA とプレミアリーグが新たに結んだ6年間の協定の一環として行われるものですが、それに対する下部リーグからの批判は強くなっています。そう、今週ニュースね、これだったね、大きいニュース。
Yeah, big news. I think the announcement was just over a week ago, and it's been, lots of people criticizing and complaining.
これさ、こういうふうな変更が行われるって前から言われてた？
No, it was just very sudden, just a press release, which is pretty common, I think. They don't tell people, it's just, here you go, here are the changes.
ねえ、なんかいきなり、そんな大きな変更していいのっていう感じはしたけど、だから批判はね、強いって感じはしますよね。
Yeah, that definitely doesn't help. Yep. Yeah, well, let's start with the vocabulary then.First word this week is windfall, an amount of money that you win or receive from someone unexpectedly. For example, earning an FA Cup replay brought a financial windfall to the struggling club.
Windfall, 予想外の思いがけない収入、臨時収入という意味です。まあ、FA カップ、まあ、夢がある試合が多いなとは思うんですけど、例えば1部対4部のクラブが試合を行って4部のクラブがまあ、例えばマンチェスターユナイテッド7万5千人入るスタジアムでチケット収入を半分を手にすることができる。まあ、これは本当にね、思いがけない収入、臨時収入って感じなので、windfall。
Yeah, windfall is specifically something unexpected and a lot of money.And just to spell it, it's windfall. Like, 風落ちる。
ね、ね、日本はね、棚から落ちるっていう、棚ぼたって言いますね。
Okay, there you go. Yeah, windfall. I guess, yeah, it must mean money that came in the wind is probably where it comes from. Yeah.
面白いね。飛んでくるイメージはありますね。
Yeah. The second word is penultimate, meaning second from the last. For example, the FA Cup final will be played on the penultimate weekend of Premier League matches.
難しいね、発音。penultimate.、Yep. 最後から一個前のという意味です。この後ほどこれも喋るんですけど、スケジュールが FA カップ決勝が最後の週の一個前に行われますっていうことです。
That's right. Yep. Penultimate. I'll spell this one as well because yes, it is difficult. P-E-N-U-L-T-I-M-A-T-E. Ultimate is like the best or the last. So penultimate is the one before that in this case. And the third word is scrap. To not continue with a system or a plan. For example,FA Cup replays will be scrapped in the 2024-25 competition.
スクラップはね、日本語でも言うかな。こう、潰すとかそういう意味で。うん、廃止する。
Yeah.、So I was wondering, I asked someone about that, and they thought scrapbook.、So you cut things up and maybe you use it. Which is definitely, it's one meaning, but scrap also means just to get rid of something, to throw something away. So I wasn't sure if you had that in Japanese, that meaning.
まあ、カタカナで時々言う気はしますね。スクラップする。
Okay, so let's talk about what's changing then. As we've said,、replays are being scrapped from the first round onward.
僕たちがいわゆる FA カップっていうと、まあ一部二部が参加してくる1月からの試合をイメージすると思うんですけど、まあ実は長い道のりがあって、すでに試合はたくさん行われてますと。で、いわゆる、さっきトミーにも言われたんだけど、本戦って日本語で言うんだけど、ファーストラウンドは、3部4部のチームが11月から参加してきます。で、それを1回戦って呼んでて、そっから再試合を行いませんっていうのが決定されました。今までは再試合を行ってた、そこはね。
That's right, yes. So there are, before we get into what we call the competition proper,、which is the first round, what you would say 本戦, we have a whole round, six rounds of qualifying between the real lower league teams. And then from the first round, League 1 and League 2 teams join. And then the third round Championship and Premier League teams join. So what's changing is from the first round, there will be no replays.
いわゆるだからファーストラウンドに届くまで6回ぐらい勝たないとそこまでいけないんだけど、まあ、昨日もね、数えてみたんだけど、732クラブが参加してて、1部から9部のクラブがその FA カップに出てます。で、10部も多分ね、予備予選みたいなのに通過すると試合出れたので、僕当時ですね、これ多分 FA カップの時にも喋ったと思うんだけど、まあ、J リーグでプロの選手をやってたカレン・ロバートっていう選手がいて、彼がね、ロンドンの時に一緒に住んでたんで、レザーヘッドっていうクラブの7部に所属してて、9月、10月ね、この予選の試合をね、応援してたの覚えてますね。なので、この、いわゆる1月の、今でいうサードラウンドを目指してた。だからそこまでたどり着いたら、やっぱ大きなお金がクラブに入るし、自分にとっても夢があるし、もしかしたらホームにプレミアリーグのクラブが来るかもしれない。もしくは相手のアウェイでできるかもしれないっていうのは、やっぱこれ当時覚えてますね。すごい夢がある話だなと思ってましたね。うん。
Mm. Yeah, but let's talk about replays specifically. So, the replays are going away, as we say, from the first round. Before that, they will still be in the qualifying competition in the qualifiers.The other things that are changing are all rounds will be played on the weekend. Some games may still be moved to midweek for TV. But on the weekends of the fourth round, the fifth round and the quarterfinals, no Premier League matches will be played. And this was an important part in this whole change because it means the TV audiences for the FA Cup go up. Instead of maybe watching a Premier League game, they'll watch the FA Cup instead.
FA Cup 見てるとさ、有料放送じゃなくて BBC で放送するのが多いと思うんだけど、まあいつもとこう放送の感じ違うなっていうのも僕日本で見てて思ってて、やっぱりさ、4部と5部のスタジアムにスター選手が来るのはね、すごい好きなんだよね、見るのが。
うん、
うわ、yeah. こんなとこでやってんだ、みたいな。
That's the beauty of the cups, right? Yeah.
うん、うん。
うん。The FA Cup final will be played on match day 37 weekend, which is what we use in the vocab, the penultimate round of matches. So, if the last week of matches is in, let's say, the 15th of May, the FA Cup final will be played 1 week before that.On the Saturday. And no Premier League games will be played on the Friday or the Saturday to ensure that the FA Cup final has a big build up and lots of attention on it.
これまでのスケジュールだと、プレミアリーグの最終節が最後の、5月のね、今年は25ぐらいだったかな。あ、違うか。
That's the FA Cup final this year. Yeah, the FA Cup final's on the 25th. So the, until now, most, there has been a few seasons.But most seasons, the FA Cup final has been the very last game in the English football calendar. So the Champions League is usually after that, but for English football, FA Cup final is traditionally last.
うん。だから、今はプレミアリーグ最終節、FA カップ決勝、チャンピオンズリーグ決勝の順番だけど、それが、FA カップが先に来て、プレミアリーグ最終節、チャンピオンズリーグ決勝になるっていうのが、これはもう一個変更の一つですね。
うん。Yeah.And for me, this is the controversial one. This is the one that I don't like, but we'll talk about that later on.、The Premier League winter break has also been removed, and instead the competition will start in mid-August. So the start is happening a little bit later, which means the summer break is longer, and therefore they're getting rid of the mid-winter break after two seasons, which is...
Winter break ある? Premier?
Well, yeah, that's right.Yeah, it's this year it was, they played, basically half teams played one weekend, half the teams played the next weekend.
Ah, so. あったか?
Yeah.
1月にちょっとあるんだね、じゃあ。
Yeah, that's right.
ね。
So it was not much of a break, but anyway, they've decided that's probably not good. They want the TV ratings, so they're going to start the season later. Replays actually used to happen all the way until the final, until 1999-2000 season. If the FA Cup final was drawn,or any FA Cup match was drawn, it would go to a replay instead of extra time and penalties. The last FA Cup final replay was in 1993 when Arsenal beat Sheffield Wednesday.
うん。これちょっと調べてみました。再試合はやっぱり昔から行われてたっていうのですね。で、FA Cup 150年以上の歴史があって、やっぱその歴史にのっとって今まで再試合やってきたんですけど、まあ、PK と延長なる前に、やっぱりもう一試合しましょうっていうのが昔の伝統というか、やり方で、チャンピオンズリーグもですね、 欧州チャンピオンズカップ73年74シーズンの時はまだリプレイやってたそうで、チャンピオンズリーグ決勝よ、決勝で2日後に再試合を行ってたんで、そんな時代もあったんだなっていうのと、あとワールドカップも昔は再試合行われたらしくて、1938年フランス大会ではドイツ、スイス、キューバ、ルーマニア、あと準々決勝のブラジル、チェコ、スロバキアの3試合は引き分けだったからもう1回やってました。これどういう日程でやってたか気になりますけどね。引き分けはもう1試合。
Yeah, I mean that's the problem, right? To find another date in the calendar. And like, as you said, 2 days after the final, for the players to play another final that soon after, it's really difficult. So I think getting rid of replays in finals was definitely a good thing. But there were some amazing replays over the years in finals. I know Tottenham had a couple of amazing ones in the FA Cup. When you think about final replays, it does feel like really old-fashioned football to me.
うん、そうだよね。再試合っていうのはね、やっぱなかなかもう最近には聞かないからね。なんだそれって思う人多いだろうね。
Well, yeah, and I think eventually they're going to go away completely because this is just the latest change in replays. In 2016-17, replays were scrapped from quarterfinals. In 2019-20, just a couple of years ago, they were scrapped from the fifth round. So every few years we go back further. So it was the final, the semifinal, the quarterfinal, the fifth round. Now we're back all the way to the first round with no replays.
そうね、ポイントだね、そこね。だんだんこう再試合をやらないっていうのが増えてきましたっていうので、今回から一気に1回戦から再試合を行いませんっていうふうな決定がなされましたと。
Yeah, and I think this will also extend to, for example, the Carabao Cup semifinals, currently two legs, home and away.
うん。
There's talk of them being changed to just one game, which will be like the semifinal of the FA Cup.
あれ、なんでやってんだっけな、あんなに。カラバオカップ。ね。
It's the only,、うん、only round in the whole cup that they play two games is the semifinal,、ね、so it is strange. Yeah.
うん、うん、
So why is it changing? Let's talk about the reasons. The official reason that was given was fixture congestion. Because of the changes to the UEFA competitions, the Champions League, Europa League, Conference League, and the Club World Cup, where basically a lot more games are being added to the calendar for the big teams, they wanted to restrict adding extra games to the calendar, and extra games meaning replays, which no one can obviously know until the first game is over, and then suddenly you've got to find this space in the calendar.
まあ、プレミアリーグの規模がどんどん大きくなってって、やっぱり再試合の時にいつも感じるのは、これまたもう一回やるの?っていうのは感じてましたね。その、プレミアリーグのクラブにとって。
Yeah.
で、特に、感じるのはチャンピオンズリーグ、あと EL、カンファレンスリーグに出てるチームの監督たちが、この再試合決まった瞬間に、ほ、なんでもう一回やるんだ、みたいな、やっぱ不満のコメントが多い気はしてるんで、そっから始まってるなっていう気はしますね。うん。だから価値が、ね、チャンピオンズリーグと、まあ、ヨーロッパリーグの方が高まってる気がするんだよね、もうなんかね、なんとなく。
Yeah, yep. Europa League has more games than Champions League. I think actually in the FA Cup, some teams actually would have preferred to lose than to draw. Losing is better than having an extra game in your calendar for some teams. So, yes, it's definitely come from there, I think. It also sounds to me like the Premier League said to the FA, look, we'll give you some more money if you can help us play less games. To which the FA said, okay, but we want more control over when the games are played, so there's no clashes with Premier League games, so we can make more money from TV rights. So basically, on both sides, it's money. The Premier League is giving an extra £33 million per season, taking the total to £133 million to the FA, which will be used to improve the game in the lower leagues.
だから、プレミアリーグは FA に対して、この金でどうだ?ちょっと予定、スケジュール変えてみないかっていう感じですよね。
Yeah, well, the Premier League obviously know that there's more money to be made in other competitions for them. So it makes sense. But yeah, the FA has to look after the lower leagues. So let's talk about why this is a problem then. Basically, there's a lot of changes we've spoken about, but the biggest one is getting rid of replays. That's the main point that was complained about. Now, it's been hugely controversial, and more than 100 clubs have released statements criticizing the changes. The main reason for the criticism is because replays are a great opportunity for smaller clubs to earn more money. For example, in 2006, Burton Albion, non-league team at the time, so like Division 5 or 6, drew Manchester United in the third round. They drew the match 0-0 and they got a replay at Old Trafford, which, I mean, can you imagine? You've got a fifth or sixth division team going to Old Trafford. Aside from being an amazing chance for the Burton players and fans, it earned them a lot of money. They got £800,000 in shared gate receipts and TV revenue.
そうね。だその下部リーグのクラブにとって夢の舞台がやっぱこれによって削られる可能性が高いっていうのは一個批判が起きてるなって気がします。さっきも言ったんですけど、例えば4部5部のチームがアウェイでプレーした時、チケット収入を半分、プラス放映権を手に入れるんで、一気にその1試合で数億円が入ってくるっていうのは、なかなかその下部リーグにはないことだから、それがチャンスがよりなくなるっていうのは、まあそれは批判の対象になるなっていうのはね、思いましたね、今回。
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And I think it's also setting a culture of keeping the big teams happy.So it's the big teams that were complaining about this because of the fixture congestion. They're the only ones really worried about it. The other teams, they see it as a benefit to have these extra games. So I think that makes people see these changes as a real threat to the football pyramid. So from the Premier League down, and it feels like we're getting another step closer to the Super League, where the big teams are in control of everything, they have all the money, and everyone else is trying to fight for whatever's left over.
これはですね、スーパーリングの時もちょっと喋ったんですけど、サッカー界のピラミッドみたいのがあって、やっぱりその一番上のところだけがうまくいけばいいのかっていうのは、まあこれはやっぱ考えないといけないなって気はするし、さっきも言ったけど732チームあって、それだけ大きなピラミッドがある中の上の10チームぐらいによって決まっていくシステムっていうのはやっぱどっか間違ってるなって気はします。で、
うん、
まあやっぱりプレミアリーグ、面白いし、FA カップにも明らかに違う面白さが僕はあると思ってて、ジャイアントキリングはやっぱりね、ロマンだと思うんですよ。その3部のチームが1部を倒す、うん、4部のチームが2部を倒すっていうのは。だそのロマンがやっぱ失われる可能性が高い変更をするのはいかがなものかっていうね。
うん。But having said all this, is it actually a problem? Is getting rid of replays actually denying these lower teams money?According to The Athletic, in the past 10 seasons, there have only been 10 replays with big financial success for one team. And the last time that happened was in February 2020, 4 years ago, when Shrewsbury drew at home with Liverpool, and then they lost 1-0 at Anfield. That's the only time in the last 4 years that this kind of romantic story has happened, leading to Shrewsbury getting a lot of money.
Ne.やっぱりジャイアントキリングできてるイメージがね、あんまないんですよね、最近。おー、うん、みたいな試合が。で、なおかつやっぱりね、再試合をしたら負けてるイメージはやっぱ僕の中にもありますね。うん。2回、
well, right.
ビッグクラブ相手にしたら、引き分けを2回、プラスも、もしくは負けてるっていうのは本当によく見るなっていう気がするんで。
うん、well, that's what these stats say. All 12 of those games, the bigger team won.
うんね、
There wasn't one replay in the last 10 seasons where the lower team won.
差が広がってるのかな？どうだろうね。
Yeah. Well, and so just one other stat. Since 2015, there have been 22 instances of a team from League One or lower knocking out a Premier League club. 15 of those wins came at the smaller team's home ground, and only two of them were in replays.
22試合中の15試合はその下部リーグの方がホームで試合をしてるんですけど、まあホームの方が後押ししてる雰囲気はあるんですが、なかなか勝ててないっていうのはやっぱり現状で、僕これね、なんでかなと思ったんだけど、チャンピオンシップとリーグワンのチームがお金持って強くなってんじゃないかなって思う、
うん、
だからそっちの方が残ってて、あんまり4部5部はやっぱりほぼ残らなくなってるイメージはあって、この間のさ、マンユナイテッドとコベンチュリーかな、コメントにこんな強いんだってびっくりしたもんね、やっぱね。
Yeah, it was an amazing game. Yeah. Incredible. Yeah, so all this is saying is basically these replays happen so rarely that it's not really a problem, right? And I kind of agree. I think getting rid of replays is not the problem, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think one big thing here is no replays means you play extra time and penalties. Your chances of winning that match go up.Significantly in extra time and particularly penalties against a stronger team. Instead of having to go and play that team in a whole other match again, where you start all over from scratch it's easier to win in extra time or penalties, right?
はいはいはい。
So that gives you a better chance of going through to the next round where maybe you draw a big team or maybe you get more prize money. I feel like that is a much better way to do things.
まあその下部リーグの選手たちはやっぱり PK に持ってった方が勝てる確率高いだろうって思ってるだろうね。けど、この運営するマネジメントの人たちは、いやいやいやいや、再試合やった方がお金入ってくるんだから、それやった方がいいよっていうふうな。
うん。Totally, exactly what you're saying is correct, but what I would say is, can't you win more money by winning this match? Doesn't winning the match and going through and playing another FA Cup game potentially give you more money? Maybe you go on TV. Maybe you get drawn at a big team. I feel like it's better to win and go through rather than draw and get a replay.
そうな、そうだよね。わかるよ、言ってる意味。うん。でもこのさ、本戦3回戦1月の試合、ちょっと2試合ぐらい勝つとさ、一気にこう有名になるじゃん、下のクラブが。うん。
ね。
だそういうチャンスでもあると思うんだよね。だから最近だと覚えてるのは、サットユナイテッドのさ、パイを食べるおじさんとかさ、やっぱその、FA カップってやっぱその、もうちょっと下のイギリスのサッカー、っぽさをすごい見れるから、僕それが面白いなとは思うし、そのクラブが一回でもさ、こう上に上がっていくと、何シーズンかはさ、安定した経営ができると思うんだよね。何億円って入ってくるわけだから。
うん、yep.
で、そういうチャンスがもし本当にこれでなくなっていくのであれば、僕は反対かなって思うけど。うん。
うん。Yeah, well, I guess it comes down to which gives you more money. Does the replay give you more money? Or does maybe winning the match and going through give you more money?I don't know. It's a tough one. Some other solutions, just to talk about what else could be done. Well, first of all, why did they get rid of replays from the first round? The Premier League teams are complaining about busy schedules, but the Premier League teams don't play in round one and round two. So why did they get rid of replays from those rounds? Why didn't they just get rid of them from round three?
確かにね。だからプレミアのチームたちは、で、3回戦から入ってくるのに、なぜ1、2回戦で廃止をしないといけないのか。これやっぱあれじゃない？ずれ込んでくるんじゃない？後ろに。この前の1回戦、2回戦が最初やってたら、プレミアのクラブが試合できなくて、後ろに行くんじゃない？
They would probably fit them in, I think. Because it's happened, until now they've had replays, so it has worked. But I think the answer to this question is easy, is that the point of replays is extra money generated, you're not getting that money in the first and second round. You're only getting that extra money from replays by playing Premier League teams, really, and maybe Championship. So, does that make sense? There's no point playing replays in the first and second round. If the reason for replays is money, then there's no money in those replays.
はいはい。わかる、言ってる。
The money in the replays is from the third round onwards.So, if you're getting rid of them from the third round onwards, well, you may as well just get rid of them from all of the games.
1、2回戦は最初やった方がいいよ、これは。
You think they should play them?
やった方がいい。変わるとも、こんだけ批判起きてんだから。戻すんじゃん。
Maybe. Yeah, I just don't see the point. If what's the point in playing the replays in those first and second rounds?
いや、伝統とか言うんじゃない？やっぱり。この文化を壊したくない。
Right, okay, yeah. sure. If that's the thing...I understand, but that's not what they're complaining about. They're complaining about losing money. So anyway, it's complicated. Another solution that's been offered is to have the lower league teams always play at home. So if, let's say, Plymouth drew Manchester United, the game would be played at Plymouth's home ground, no matter what. It sounds nice as an idea, but FA Cup gate receipts are shared. So actually playing at the bigger ground gives a team more money.
ドイツのね、ポカールはね、下のクラブの方がホームになるっていうのがなってるらしいんで、僕はそのテレビで見る分にはそれは好きだし、
うん、
もし自分がすごい地方にいて、なんか自分の街にスターが来るっていうのは一生の思い出になると思うし、そういうちっちゃいクラブのさ、スタジアムに行くと、昔のさ、結構我々のグラウンドにマンチェスターユナイテッドが来ましたみたいな写真が結構飾ってるわけ。うん、ああいうの見てるとやっぱ素敵だなって思うんで、
I agree. Yeah.
ね。
If you asked an owner of a lower league team, do you want a photo of Manchester United at your ground or do you want £800,000?
2億円を選択します。
Yeah. That's right. So this is the balance, right? It's really tough to get it right. And so I think playing all of the lower league, playing all of the games at the lower league team's home ground, it sounds nice, but it's probably not the right solution. I think just random. If you get drawn at home, great. If you get drawn away, great.
うわ、難しいね。難しい。けど、まあ一番いいのはさ、そのまんま勝って二つぐらい、ね、アーセナル、ユナイテッドとかを倒すっていうのはやっぱそれ気持ちいいしさ、夢があるから。けどなかなかもう難しいと思うけどな、今、
4
分5分のチームがね、倒してくる。
Yeah, yeah, very difficult.
でもさ、やっぱり、コベントリーとユナイテッドの試合見てて、もう3対0でさ、終わったなと思ったわけ。
うん。
で、70分ぐらいから追いついてって、やっぱその FA カップの時多分テレビの放送の仕方はちょっと違うと思うんだけど、ファンをすごい映すの。やっぱ、この、で、コベントリーのファンめちゃくちゃ熱くてもう涙流しながら見ててさ、いい大会だなって思ったね。
I mean, that was just football at its best, right? That's why we all love the game. The big team,、
うん、
you think it's all over and then the small team comes back from the dead. They should have won it. That offside was through, not offside for me. But that's the beauty of the FA Cup right there.
3対0から4対3でウェンブリーで試合を見るっていうのはもう一生忘れられないね、出来事になってたろうなっていうね。
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine how that would have felt for the Coventry fans. Yeah. And my last point on this controversy, the topic, is if they're worried about fixture congestion, if they're worried about player health and safety, which I agree with, we've spoken about that. I think players travel too much and they play too much football.Then instead of getting rid of replays and affecting the lower league teams, could they not get rid of some of these pre-season trips around the world that they do? Like, you complain about fixture congestion and then you go and organize like Tottenham and Newcastle are doing a match in Australia 3 days after the season finishes. I'm sorry, like, I don't have any sympathy for you.
ね。そっち変えるんだったらフレンドリーの予定変えろよっていうね。わかります、言ってること。
This is crazy. It's obviously, it's so easy to see the priority here is money for every club. The difference between the Premier League teams and the lower league teams is the lower league teams need this money to survive. The Premier League teams need this money to pay their directors and their superstar players more. That's the difference for me. And I think the Premier League teams have a responsibility to the lower league teams to support them.
ね、さっきも言ったけど、そのピラミッドの生態系みたいな話で、やっぱ上だけ強くなってもサッカー界は生き残っていけないと思うから、全体を考えた時に下の下部リーグにとってもいいシステムっていうのを作らないとプレミアリーグ発展していかないなっていうふうに思うので、まあ、サッカーね、イギリスのサッカーって時にプレミアだけじゃないんで、10部まであるっていうのはね、これはね、やっぱりこう日本もまだまだ先が長いなっていう気がしますね、見てるとね。天皇杯はね、昨日調べたら88チームなので約10倍ぐらいが参加してる大会っていう感じです。
Yeah, wow. I didn't realize it was that few. I thought, But it's a problem all around the world though, I think, with these lower league teams kind of being forgotten about because
ね。
It's all about the top league and the top players and TV basically. So that's a little bit about the controversy that's been happening over this past week. If you have any thoughts, feedback, questions, we'd love to hear from you.We received a nice comment again from Lautaro-san, who we read out last week and basically asking us to talk about charity matches, which is, I think, a really good topic idea. So I'm actually already researching that one. So maybe we do that next week or the week after. Because I think there's a lot of interesting...
Lautaro-san, コメントありがとうございます。チャリティーマッチ、ね、これ喋ってみたいなと思うので、来週ぜひともやってみましょう、トミ。
And if you have any things you want us to talk about, please let us know. Get in touch. We'd love any topic requests. It's always hard to pick them. So yeah, let us know what you want to hear about.
皆様からのお便りをお待ちしております。こんな内容、こんなトピックやってみたらどうですかっていう提案をお待ちしております。サッカーと英語、ポッドキャストと調べていただけると、我々のページ上の方に来ると思います。各回のエピソードの下の方にですね、コメントできますので、そちらにお便りなどお待ちしております。先週の日曜日、トミーとね、名古屋行ってきて、名古屋に集合して、実はミーティングもなんか軽く2時間ぐらいして、これからどうしていこうかっていうのと、いただいたお金をどう使っていこうかっていうのを、2人で喋ったんで、またそれについて詳しく喋りたいなっていうふうに思います。どうだった？トヨタスタジアムのトミー。
Did you like it? Yeah, I love the stadium. Great atmosphere. Not a great result for Cerezo. Disappointing, but a really interesting game to watch. And yeah, a fun trip to get to the stadium as well.
Mm.
Try to avoid the traffic.
そうね。僕の友人がですね、名古屋駅に車で迎え来てくれて、そっからトヨタスタジアム行ったんですけど、なんかかなり渋滞で、あれどうしようみたいな、間に合わないねこれ試合みたいな感じになって、そっからトミーが iPhone の Apple の地図を出して、そっからこうなんかね、この道、狭い道行こうっつって、すんごい狭い道取ってて不安だったんだけどね、ギリギリ間に合って、あれも面白かったよな、あの時間もね。
Yeah, it was perfect. Worked out really well. Thank you very much, Apple Maps.
で、その時に思ったのはやっぱり、なんだろうな、なんか、コンティンジェンシープランみたいな話を僕してて、そこで。この、うん、僕たち日本人は、問題が起きた時に、プラン B に変えるのがすごい苦手、みたいな話で、だその日はさ、ずっとそんな結構、どうしよう、これ、こうなったらこっちに変えようかな、みたいな話が、行くまでが多かったから、そのね、道のりの感じも結構、記憶に残ってますね。面白かったな、あれね。
Mm, yeah, that was a good part of the trip. It worked out well. We didn't miss kickoff because we would have missed kickoff if we had not changed the route.
ね。この到着時間が試合開始10分後ぐらいになっちゃってたから、あ、やばい、どうしようっつってね。それも良かったし。Yeah. まあ試合自体も、後半最後面白かったかな。残り20分ぐらい、トミーとこう、ね、ボソボソ喋りながら、まあトミーの喜んでる姿を見れたのも良かったし。僕は多分そう試合中言ってたのは、最後の20分ぐらいのやっぱこのインテンシティでやっぱずっと見たいよねっていうのをなんかこうトミーに言ったのも覚えてますね。この、なんていうの、スピード感でずっとやってくれたらめっちゃ楽しいのにな、みたいなのは思ったけど。
うん。Yeah, yeah, it was a good game. I went home unhappy, sadly.
そうね。あとその後ね、リスナーのこのメールいただいてるくのさんという方も連絡くれて、一緒に最後夕飯もしてきて、その美味しいご飯もね、最高でしたね、トミー。
うん、yeah, it was great. Very nice chicken. Alright, well, thank you very much as always for listening. We'll see you again next time.
それでは、また来週です。Bye for now.